Tim Corbin, and I am going to call a foul right now on whoever puts together the website schedule. Apparently, this is saying you are in Talking Stick, Arizona, but I happen to know Talking Stick is a wonderful, wonderful resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay. So, in other words, you're not living in tents out there.
No, I think we've got a nice place to stay, I think. Near a casino, which could be problematic too, so we got to be careful.
MLB 4 College Baseball Tournament, Virginia Friday. And by the way, Joe, that's on the MLB Network, which is really cool. And then, of course, we've got all the games. Every game this year are on our station right here. And then Cal State Fullerton, 25th Saturday, then number 19 TCU on Sunday. And you do these every year, man. These are tests right out of the gate.
They are when you play three different teams. We typically go to California playing that Dodger Classic, and that's difficult too because three teams. But right out of the gates, you got to prepare for three different teams. So, and all good. I mean, we're very familiar with them. We've seen Fullerton in Omaha. We've seen Virginia, obviously, in Omaha, and TCU, seen them in Omaha and seen them in the Dodger Classic. So these are the teams you see at the end of the year, so it'll prep us very well.
With your Friday, I get your starter. Drake Fellows is going early season on. I mean, is it okay if he goes 9, or do you plan to take him out of a pitch count? How do you approach the pitching this weekend?
Yeah, that volume will be reduced. I think they're about up to almost 70 pitches right now, Joe. So, it depends how frugal he is with his pitch count. If he can get through some innings, that'd be great. Typically, we piggyback those guys in terms of using two starters for each game, and then after that, we go to the bullpen. So hopefully Drake will pitch well. He's been in this spot before, so he's a pretty good strike thrower. So we'll see what happens.
Do you like starting out with three very tough opponents this way instead of starting out playing three teams not as tough as what you're going to face this weekend?
I do. I think most importantly, the kids do. I think the kids just want that competition, and the kids like to see really good teams, and that's what we're getting. I think you start to understand who you are, at least early in the season. This tournament won't make or break anyone, but at the same time, it can give you confidence. I remember doing this in 7. We went out to that Minute Maid Classic, and we played number 1 Rice, we played number 2 Arizona State, and we played Baylor, who was 10, and we won all three games. But I look back at that moment, and I think it really catapulted the confidence of the team because we hadn't rolled like that ever before. So hopefully this can do some similar things for us.
You know what's crazy is you take on Virginia, and I'm assuming there's not a player on your team still left from the 2015 season when you lost in the College World Series to them, is it?
No, I mean that – I hate to say distant memory because it's not. I don't want to say that, but it was 15, so you're right. All those classes are gone, and we've only seen them in the postseason. We've never played them in the regular season before, so we saw them in their regional in 2004. They hosted, and that was when we were a couple games shy of going to Omaha. Then, of course, 14 and 15, which made for some really nice games. We played them 6 times in that championship series, so we were very even. But the kids have never played them before.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, Friday, the season opener, Virginia, 6 o'clock, Saturday, 2 o'clock, Cal State Fullerton, Sunday at noon. Those are the first pitches. Pre-game's 10 minutes out from that. All the games this year on Nashville Sports Radio again. And, you know, Tim, I've heard analogies, because you've come on with us for many, many years now, of how you handle a season. And one of the ones that I really like is that you start out driving the car. And the student who's learning how to drive the car is in the passenger seat. Eventually, you switch places. Right. He's driving. You're in the passenger seat. You go for a little while. And then eventually, you get in the back seat and let him just handle it. How far along in that process do you see this team? Because this team has a heap load of expectations with all those national preseason rankings.
Yeah, I think I've talked about that with the guys too. That same analogy talked about during the course of the fall, and then I spoke about it last night too with them, just in terms of where they are right now. And I would say they're further along just because you have older guys. And I think when you have older guys, we've talked about this, and I know I've spoken to Joe about it, but they handle a lot of the communication on and off the field, and that's so important. And they They know what harmony feels like, and I think they're continually doing that themselves, and that takes a lot of responsibility, not responsibility, but takes a lot of onus off the coaches, and the coaches can just spend more time teaching more than anything else. So I think we're through that process pretty good, but ultimately, as the season goes along, and I told them that regardless of how many games we win, these seasons, they're not difficult, but yet there's a lot of ebbs and flows to them, and it's really how you control those moments during the course of the season, because everyone's going to go through a tough time. So it's not celebrating the celebratory moments. It's really celebrating the moments that are more difficult and learning how to get through them.
I don't know if you've seen it. Adam Sparks this morning, the lead story in the Tennessean is obviously on your freshman pitcher. Kumar Rocker is going to get so much attention. Just, well, first off, that last name, and these parts, you know, obviously. And how his mother was instrumental with the money out there and being insistent on going through the process with Vanderbilt. And you face that a lot. If you're in on a lot of these top players, you're going to go through this a lot. Some of them are going to go, some of them are not, but with Kumar and everything that's expected of him as well, how do you handle somebody with that kind of potential?
Just handle him like everyone else. He's very astute. He's kind of an old soul too in terms of how he operates inside of a locker room and how he operates inside the field. He's been part of so many coaching experiences himself with his dad, whether it be the NFL or whether it be college. So I think for him, he has no expectation of how you're going to handle him. He rides with it. If he pitches, he pitches. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I think what's unique about this situation with certain kids that are like him, and this is 100%, every dad who's told me that their kid is coming to school who might be like a Kumar has ended up signing. Every mother who has told me that they're coming to school who's like Kumar has ended up coming. And I think, I don't want to dismiss that notion, and I don't even want to dismiss how Tracy felt about the situation, the dad, because he wanted his kid to come to school. But Lou, the mom, was so convicted on her son coming to school that there was no discussion about it. And when she told me the first time, she goes, if my son chooses to come to Vanderbilt, you're going to get him. I know what you hear about him, but you're going to get him. He is coming to school. And they've always lived that out. And I've just seen that to be the key when you recruit guys like him. If the mother is a force in that recruitment, then typically they end up coming.
You know, talking about Drake Fellows leading off, Patrick Raby there, I'm assuming he's going to pitch Saturday as well. And just the year he had last year, all of the quality starts, the team, the ERA under 3, 11th, and career wins at 22 now. He just keeps on getting it done for you.
Consistent. It's just him. I mean, since the day he's gotten here, and he's a kid who always wanted to be here as well. He came and saw us a bunch of times during his senior in high school. But every time we put him out there, he just pitches well. And you kind of know what you're going to get. Very, very good competitor. Loves to win, and he loves to compete. And that's really who you want to ride out with, really, open up a game or open up a series. He's the guy you want on the mound.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us. Season opener tomorrow, Virginia. I think I misspoke. It's 15 minutes on the pregame before every first pitch. Friday at 6, Saturday at 2, Sunday at noon.
Back to Kumar for a second. Will he see action this weekend, or how do you handle such a talented freshman?
I think he'll pitch. He's probably more advanced than some. He's a kid that can start because he does have an assortment of pitches. And I think what was always written about him was the arm strength and how big his arm was, and that, that's true, but he's well beyond that. He's a kid that can pitch. He knows what he's doing with a fastball. He can elevate the fastball. He can put it where he needs to. He can throw inside, and he can throw the breaking ball and change, and you don't get those kids. I mean, 6'5", 250 with a power arm, you go, okay, this is probably a two-pitch guy. No, he's not a two-pitch guy, and when he does throw, he's throwing with a purpose and he's throwing with an angle. So he's more advanced than some, Joe.
With the game being out in Arizona and spring training start, have you heard from a lot of ex-Vandy alums who are going to stop by and see the game?
Yeah, we have. That's been good. We've talked to a lot of guys that are going to come by either Friday night because their training will be over, or potentially Saturday or Sunday. But that's good. You get a lot of kids out here, and it'll just be fun to get out there and see them again too.
Oh, I'm sure about that. Coach, I hate to bring this up, but David Williams did not hire you, but you worked for him for many, many years. The sudden passing on Friday, just awful. What did David Williams mean to you?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you brought it up because I appreciate that. I mean, so many times we kind of avoid those moments. But I'll say this. Our relationship started out professional. We didn't know each other very well. But after year 9 or 10, it became very personal, and I'll always be appreciative of that. I think where he shined in my eyes is when you needed him most. And when you need someone most, it's usually when you fall upon tough times. And when you fell upon tough times with that guy, his heart was always pointed towards you and what he could do for you. Never forget how he acted and how he helped us through the Donnie Everett situation, how he helped us with our daughter when she was in the hospital. I'll never forget when he was on the field when we won the national championship, and I'm just looking at his face. I'll never forget that because it was almost like a proud dad. He didn't want the attention. He wanted to back away from it. But at the same time, he's just proud of what we did. And I got my hip replaced, and end of November, we get in the driveway. Maggie lets me out of the door, step out, and who's right there with dinner? David Williams. I mean, it's just, you know, he's just a tough one. I feel terribly for Gail because, you know, as a wife, you've held on through the years until retirement to do the special things you want. And now they're not going to be able to do those things. So there's another progression in her life that she's going to have to deal with. But as far as the kids and she, I feel terrible about it. And it's a tough loss for sure.
And the student part of the athlete, and I know it gets maybe even flippant to say, oh, the student athlete, but the experience, right. The experience that he wanted those student athletes to have, I think you can hear it now at their response to his passing. Obviously, Shane Foster has been, you know, a leading of that, is such a leader in the community to begin with, but certainly all of the student athletes and the way they've come out for David Williams, it was really, I thought, eye-opening.
Well, they could feel him. They could feel him when he was here, and I think that's what he made himself very visible to them at certain moments, too. And as much as he was dealing in the legal world and teaching classes or working in administration, I think what he really liked was teaching classes, was being on the sidelines, was watching the kids play, was interacting with the kids when they needed him. And I bring that up again. I mean, when they needed him, he's there. You know, the tragedies that Vanderbilt has been faced with you know, student life deaths and so on. And, you know, even James rape case, James Franklin, and how he worked through that with him, and just being such a supportive person for James going through that, I just think that's where he's always at his best, and I'll always remember that.
Well, Tim, thank you for sharing your thoughts with that. I know business is at hand, and this weekend we look forward to having you on the show every Thursday morning when your travel allows, and then also having all the games here on this station. We're really proud of our relationship doing that. Thank you, Tim.
We are, too. We appreciate you both. Thank you.